So, what year is this for you guys?
今年是什么年？
Rat. Yeah, okay, I have a ratty year, okay? On August 31st, 2004, at 5 o'clock in the morning, some workers from Burger King went out to put some garbage in the dumpster.
在有一年八月份的一天，然后这个汉堡王的人到他们那边后面去倒垃圾。
And they found this man naked, without a wallet, without a phone, lying on the ground.
就发现这个男的，他身上什么也没有穿衣服，然后躺在地上，也没有钱包啊，没有什么身份证件。
And his head had been hit at 3 points with a blunt instrument.
而且他的头被一个钝器打了三次，
so he was unconscious.
所以他就失去了知觉。
But they dialed 911 and said, "Quick, come over. We got an unconscious guy here."
结果他们就叫了救护车来。
And they came over. They picked him up and they took him to the hospital.
就把这个人送到医院了。
And he was unconscious for about a week.
他在昏迷了一个星期。
And finally, he woke up, but he didn't remember anything.Of his life.
他最后终于醒了，但是醒了以后，他不记得他到底是怎么回事，什么都不记得了。
It was a case of total amnesia.
他就是一个完全的失忆症。
He didn't remember his name. He didn't remember where he was born. He didn't remember how old he was. He knew nothing about his identity.
他不知道自己的姓名、出生年月，从哪来到哪去，什么都不知道了。
So they called him Burger King Doe.
所以人们就管他叫汉堡王男子。
Well, the FBI came in and took fingerprints to see if they could find him through their files.
这个联邦调查局也来，然后试图通过他的指纹来找到他是谁。
No identity.
没找到。
They took a picture of his face and they went through all the driver's license in all the states in the United States.
然后把他的脸照了一张照片，然后去对比那些个身份证啊、驾驶照啊。
No identity.
也找不到。
They put his face on the, you know, the missing case posters and tried to find out who he was, but nothing happened.
然后也把他的画像挂到就是寻人启事上，也没有人来找他。
Dr. Phil even had a show, and the name of it was "Who Am I?"
这个真人秀的这个主持人，他也为他专门做了一期节目，就是《我是谁》。
So this was broadcast nationally. No one stepped forward to say who this guy was.
这个节目播出以后，这个也没有人来认这个人。
So this man lived his life with no identity, no family, no past, no present, no future.
所以这个人呢，他就以一个没有身份、没有姓名、没有家庭、什么也没有这么一个情况生活着。
Can we imagine?Not having any identity at all.
你有没有可以想象一下，你一点都不知道自己是谁，那是怎么活呢？
Think about how terrible it would be is if during singing our songs you sat down and you hit your head on the pew in front of you.
你就想象一下，你今天唱歌的时候突然晕倒了，头撞在这个座位上。
And when you woke up, you didn't know who anyone was, including yourself.
你醒来以后，你谁也不认识了，连自己是谁都不知道。
That would be terrible.
那是很可怕的事情。
You'd have no family, you'd have no present, you'd have no future.
等于没有你这个人了，没有你的过去，没有未来。
See, our identity is really important in life.
我们的身份对我们来讲非常的重要。
But it's even more important spiritually that we know who we are.
但是我们的灵里面自己是什么身份，其实更重要的。
I really wish I had enough time.To talk to every person individually and say, "Who are you?"
我今天很希望能够跟你们每个人好好谈一谈，谈谈你到底是谁。
You might be tempted to say, "Well, this is my name."
也许你会觉得啊，我会告诉你我的名字。
But that's not who you are.
但是你的名字不代表你是谁。
Well, this is where I work.
你也可以告诉我你在哪儿工作。
But that's not who you are.
那也不是你的真实身份。
Our identities are actually given to us by God Himself.
我们每个人的身份其实是神他亲自为我们所造的。
And Satan knows this, and he wants to take your identity away from you.
仇敌撒旦他知道这个事情，他就试图让你不知道自己的身份。
And the way that Satan does this is, first of all, he tries to do it through the opinions of other people.
他所做的第一个就是他让你能知道看到别人对你的看法。
Many times, other people will try to tell you who you should be.
因为身边的人都试图影响你，告诉你到你到底是谁。
A lot of times, parents get over aggressive in this.
特别是我们的父母在这方面尤甚。
But friends also do it, and even enemies do it. They try to say, well, this is who you should be.
我们的朋友也会这样影响我们，甚至我们的仇敌他也会试图告诉我们你是这样的人。
Satan also uses past hurts to help us to define ourselves.
撒旦还会利用我们过去的伤痛来定义我们是谁。
Sometimes people get hurt in their past, and they can't forgive that other person for that pain.
有人以前受过伤害，就一辈子不能饶恕别人。
So their whole identity starts to form around this hurt and this pain in their life.
所以他一生的身份都围绕着他过去所受的这个伤害来展开。
And that hurt and that pain then becomes their identity.
那种伤害就变成了他的身份。
Satan also uses the media to bombard us with messages.
撒旦他也利用媒体来轰炸我们。
There's all kinds of advertisements on television saying, this is what you should wear, this is the car you should drive.
在电视上面我们会经常看到他们试图告诉我们你应该穿这样的衣服，你应该开这样的车。
So we let the culture define what we wear and the cars that we drive and the way that we present ourselves to the world.
所以我们就屈服于我们所处的这个这个潮这个时代，让这个时代来定义我们自己要干什么，要有什么。
Satan also uses his lies to shape our identity.
撒旦还利用他的谎言来编造我们的身份。
Satan can whisper in your mind.
他会在你耳边悄声细语。
And he could say, you know what, you're no good.
他会告诉你说，哎，你算什么呀？
You're worthless.
你什么也不是啊。
You're going to be a nobody in life.
你一无是处啊。
He can whisper into your mind, you know, you're a loser.
他也会告诉你说，你就是一个失败者。
And when he does that, a lot of people believe the whisper that they hear from Satan.
当撒旦跟你讲这些话的时候，很多人就相信了。
So they let this lie that they hear in their mind become their identity.
所以他们就逐渐地让这种撒旦的谎言变成了他们对自己的认知。
And the last way that this lie takes place is we tell ourselves the lie.
这个自欺欺人这种方式是我们自己经常面对的。
Satan whispers in our mind, and then we start to own that lie. We tell ourselves the lie.
撒旦告诉我们一个谎言，我们自己不但相信了，还不断地重复那个谎言。
You ask, how do I know this?
你问我，我怎么知道呢？
Because this is my daily struggle.
因为这是我每天要面对的一个挑战。
I've also heard the lies.
我也听到很多这样的谎言。
And many times I will repeat that lie in my own mind.
很多时候我自己会把这些谎言在头脑里面重复。
And all these ways are ways for Satan to destroy our identity.
这样子就是中了撒旦的圈套，来让我们不知道自己的身份。
400 years ago, Blaise Pascal told us something about our identity in Christ.
400年前，帕斯卡他告诉我们，我们的身份到底是什么。
He said this, not only do we know God by Jesus Christ alone, but we know ourselves only by Jesus Christ.We know life and death only through Jesus Christ. Apart from Jesus Christ, we do not know what is our life, nor our death, nor God, nor ourselves.
他说我们不仅仅是只通过耶稣基督来认识神，我们也是只能通过耶稣基督来认识自己。我们只有通过耶稣基督才能明了生死。没有耶稣基督，我们无从认识生命，无从认识死亡，无从认识神，也无从认识自己。
We're studying the book of 1 Peter, and I'm going to...unfold this first passage, first chapter to you because it's all about our identity in Christ.
我们今天来学习的彼得前书就是告诉我们我们怎么样认识自己的身份。
For Peter, the gospel was a whole new identity.
对于彼得来讲，福音是带给他全新的一个身份。
A new set of values, a new way of life.
给了他全新的世界观和价值观。
Every day we find ourselves in a battle for our identity.
我们每天都面临了一个征战，来认清自己的身份。
But Peter wants to make sure we understand the gospel is calling us to a new identity.
彼得就让我们能够很清楚地知道，神呼召我们去得到这个新的身份。
And there's three callings in verses 13 through 25.
在第一章十三到二十五节，他给了我们三个呼召。
The first calling is a calling to a life of holiness.
第一个呼召是我们被呼召过圣洁的生活。
It says, prepare your minds for action and being sober-minded.
彼得说要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。
This is the foundation of our holiness.
这是我们圣洁生活的基础。
It is both a belief and a behavior.
这不仅仅有信仰，也有行为。
It's both a thought process as well as an action.
不仅仅有你的心里面所想的，也有你做出来的事情。
We have to think biblically and then act biblically to be holy.
要过圣洁的生活，我们不仅脑子里要想圣洁的事情，我们也要做出圣洁的事情。
The motivation for our call to holiness is to set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们过圣洁生活的动力就是我们心中专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来的恩。
Jesus is coming again.
主耶稣会再来。
You realize it could be today?
你知不知道今天他就会来？
We have to be ready.
我们要做好准备。
Right now, the whole island of Puerto Rico is living like this. Because there's so many earthquakes going on, everyone's afraid.
在加勒比海波多黎各那边，那些人每天都战战兢兢的，因为他们知道可能会有地震。
So they are literally living moment by moment.
所以他们就是每时每刻都是小心的。
And that's what we need to do. As Christ followers,
作为信主的人，我们也应该是这样子。
Live with the expectation that Jesus could be coming back today. I need to be ready.
我们要知道主耶稣在任何时候都会再来，我们在随时随地都要做好准备。
And that will motivate us to holy living.
那样一种盼望能够成为我们过圣洁生活的动力。
When our kids were young, we used to have our relatives come over for Christmas and New Year's and all the holidays.
我们孩子还小的时候，家里面会有亲戚来过节，过年过节的时候有亲戚会来。
And what they would do is on the day that they were coming over, they would go to the window and look out the window.
当亲戚要来的时候，小孩子们特别的盼望，每天一大早就趴在窗户上面等。
They'd actually put their chubby faces up against it like this.
就把他们的脸都凑到那个窗户上。
They say, "How soon do they get here? How soon are they coming?"
他们不停地问，什么时候才来呀？什么时候来呀？
And we've said, "They'll be here any moment, but are you ready?"
我们会说，他们随时都可以来，但是你准备好了没有？
Did you brush your teeth this morning?
你今天刷牙了没有？
Did you comb your hair?
你梳头了没有？
How about your room? Is your room ready for our family coming?
你的房间收拾好了没有？
And they look at us like, "Oh no, I'm not ready."
他小孩子看着我们就说，哎呀，糟了，还没有准备好。
And they run upstairs and get ready.
然后他们就跑到楼上去准备了。
Well, the same with us. Jesus is coming.
对我们也一样，主耶稣要来了。你准备好了吗？
We need to get ready.
我们需要做好准备。
We need to get rid of the sin that's in our life.And move towards holiness.
我们需要把生活中的罪除掉，过一个圣洁的生活。
Now the call for holiness, you see here, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the holy passion, to the passions in your former ignorance.
而且他也告诉我们，既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Now this is going to be the difference between the world and us.
这个就是我们与世界的区别。
See, the world says, if you have a passion, you need to give in to that passion.
世界告诉我们，如果你对某件事情有一个激情，你一定要让它实现。
If you've got something inside of you like an animal passion, you need to say, "Okay, animal passion, come out."
如果你身体里面有一个动物的欲望，你也要让它能够出来。
The culture says.What we feel inside is true.
我们的时代告诉我们，我们内心所渴望的才是最真实的。
which is completely opposite to what God calls us to do.
那个是与神的呼召完全相反。
God says, don't give in to your passions. Say no to them.
神告诉我们不要屈从于自己的欲望，要去去。
Just to show you how ridiculous this has become, there's a TV show called My Five Wives.
然后我们这个世界是非常的不好，他竟然有一个电视节目叫《我的五个老婆》。
This guy had a passion inside. I want to have five wives.
这个男人他非常想要五个老婆。
So five wives go and join him, and they're living in polygamy now.
所以他们就用一夫多妻制的方式来生活。
And if you judge this guy and say, "Hey, that's wrong," you're a hater.
如果你只说这个男的做错了，那么你就是一个。仇恨的人。
Even more ridiculous is a guy in London wants to marry his doll.
更不可思议的是，在英国有一个男的，他想跟他的娃娃结婚。
He has this desire. I want to marry this doll that I have.
因为他有这个欲望，要去娶他这个玩偶。
So he's giving into his desires and following them.
然后他也就顺从了自己的欲望。
And what we say.Is God has called us not to say yes to those animal passions, but to say no to Him and follow Him in obedience.
但是神所呼召我们的是去拒绝我们这种动物的欲望，而去顺服他。
Now here's where the disconnect of holiness comes in.
那么做圣洁圣洁来讲，有一个事情要提出。
Because God calls us to holiness, so we should be holy in all of our conduct.
神呼召我们过圣洁的生活，我们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
You shall be holy, for I am holy.
你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Now here's the disconnect with this.
那么这个就是我们所不能理解的。
This is like Bill Gates saying, "You should be rich, because I'm rich."
就好像比尔盖茨跟你说，你要做一个富人，富有的人，因为我很富有。
Or Stephen Curry, "You should play basketball because I play basketball."
或者一个篮球运动员告诉你说：“嘿，你也要打篮球，因为我打篮球。”
Or Tiger Woods, "You should be a good golfer because I'm a good golfer."
或者老虎伍兹说：“你也要打高尔夫球，因为我打得很好。”
I mean, how can we be holy like God's holy?
那么神是圣洁的，我们怎么样也能做到圣洁呢？
I mean, isn't this a really big challenge for us?
这个是不是一个很大的挑战呢？
Well, there's two ways to look at this.
那么有两个方式来看待这个问题。
And there's a theological way to look at it that I'd like to explain to you.
我跟你们解释一下，有一个神学的方式。
When you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your King, how many of your sins were forgiven?
当你接受主耶稣基督作为你的主、你的王的时候，你的多少罪能够被赦免呢？
All of them.
你全部的罪都被赦免。
That means when God looks at me, He sees that all of my sin has been taken away and nailed to the cross.
意味着当神看我的时候，他看到我所有的罪都被钉死在十字架上了。
And the Holy Spirit has come and is living inside of me, so I actually have the divine nature of God living in my heart.
不仅如此，圣灵也降下住在我的心里，让我得与神的圣洁的神性的生活有份。
So when I look at the mirror and I go home, I'm actually looking at a saint.
所以当我回家看着镜子的时候，我其实是在看一个圣人。
From God's perspective, I am holy.
从神的角度来看，我就是圣洁的。
You notice it doesn't say become holy; it says be holy.
圣经没有让我们去变得圣洁，而是让我们就做圣洁。
But we also get to choose holiness in our lives.
但是另一方面，我们还要去选择过圣洁的生活。
God's given us an incredible free will to make choices.
因为神给了我们很多自由的选择的余地。
So every day of my life, I am faced with 1,000 temptations.
所以每天在我的生命中，我面对一千个 诱惑。
And every day of my life, I get to say yes to holiness, no to my animal passions.
但是每天面对这些诱惑的时候，我要对圣洁说是，对，动物的这种欲望说不。
A thousand times a day, I need to make that choice.
每天我要做一千个选择。
So what's our strategy? Well, first of all, prepare your mind.
所以我们的战略是什么呢？第一就是要约束内心。
We've got to have right thinking.
我们一定要知道自己在想什么。
And that word that's used in verse 13 about preparing our minds is actually a word that you would use for tucking your robe in underneath a belt and running.
这个约束这个词在就是古人他把衣服束好开始跑步用的那个词。
Which means when we are in a holiness struggle, we've got to get ready to run immediately.
当我们在面对圣洁生活有挑战的时候，我们要时刻准备着去跑。
And I call it the 5-second rule.
那就是我称之为五秒钟原则。
When you're faced with a temptation, you have 5 seconds to say yes to holiness and no to ungodliness. If you wait 6 seconds, you're going to choose the sin.
当我们面对一个圣洁生活的挑战的时候，我们有五秒钟的时间来选择是做圣洁的选择还是不圣洁的选择。如果你错过了那五秒，第六秒你可能就会做出不圣洁的选择。
We've got to make that choice right away. Prepare your minds.
必须马上立刻做出圣洁的选择。
Second, we have to discipline our wills.
第二个战略就是谨慎自守。
Self-control.
我们要有自控。
It's a word we don't use too much these days.
我们今天不太谈这个。
But the Christian life is basically won or lost in our self-control.
但是作为一个信主的人的生活就是要不然就是能控制，要不然就是控制不了自己。
So we need to ask God, Lord, help me to exercise self-control.
所以我们要时刻求神帮助我们能够自律。
And then our third strategy is to focus our hope.
第三个策略就是专心盼望。
Focus our hope that Jesus is coming again.
我们要专心盼望主耶稣基督再来。
Focus our hope that we want to be ready for him.
专心盼望我们想要在他面前准备好。
This story is told of a little girl who was a little bit confused about Jesus' coming.
有一个故事讲到一个小女孩，她不太明白主耶稣再来是什么意思。
And she asked her mom, she says, Mom, can Jesus Christ come back again this year?
她问她妈妈说，主耶稣今年会来吗？
And her mom said, oh yeah, he could come back this year.
她妈妈说会啊。
The girl said, well, how about this month?
那么这个月会来吗？
Yeah, he could come back this month. Well, how about this week?
可以啊，那这周会来吗？
Yeah, he could come back this week. How about today, Lord? I mean, mommy.
那他今天会不会来呢？
And the mommy said,Yes, honey, he could come back today.
她妈妈说是啊，他今天就会回来。
And the little girl said, Mommy, would you comb my hair?
然后小女孩就说，妈妈，那你能不能给我梳头啊？
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
That's our hope.
那是我们的盼望。
We want to be ready if Jesus Christ comes back today.
我们特别想如果耶稣今天回来我们就做好准备了。
So our first calling is the holiness.
所以第一个呼召是过圣洁的生活。
Our second calling is to reverence.
第二个呼召是敬畏。
And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear,Throughout the time of your exile.
就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
Now, Peter does not, what does Peter mean by fear here?
那么在这里敬畏是什么意思呢?
It's certainly not fear of judgment because that's taken away by the cross.
这里敬畏不是说害怕主的审判因为主耶稣已经为我们做了。
This is a phrase that's used in the Old Testament saying the fear of the Lord.
这个就是在旧约里面有一个词叫做敬畏神。
And it's used hundreds of times in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面用了好几百次。
And the fear of the Lord means that we value God's opinions above the opinions of society.
这个敬畏就是我们把神的意见看得比我们所处的社会的意见要重要。
We live for an audience of one.
我们只是为一个人而活。
I'm preaching to you today, but Jesus is sitting in that front seat, and I am preaching this sermon for his honor and glory. Does that not translate well? Just that we live to please the Lord more than we live to please people.
我们人生，我们真的是要讨好神，而不是讨好人。
And fear sets the direction of our life.
这个敬畏呢，就给我们的人生指出方向。
When my kids were growing up, do you know what the scariest thing was that they ever faced?
当我的小孩长大了，就是小的时候，你知道他们最怕什么吗？
This situation would cause them to panic and cry and run to me as their father.
有一个东西会吓得他们，就是又哭又就叫跑回来找我。
It was going to Stu Leonard's.
就是去 Stu Leonard 买菜。
And we would see clover there.
我们那里边有一个这个假的动物叫 clover.
And my kids would freak out.
我的小孩一看见它就吓坏了。
They'd run back to me, Daddy, Daddy!
就会跑。
The cow's after me!
他们就会跑到我这儿来哭。
And so they would hold on to my leg, and I'd have to calm them down. It's okay, it's okay, he's not going to hurt you.
然后他们就会跑过来抱着我的腿，我就会安慰他们说，没关系，这个东西不会吃你的。
But their fear caused them to run to me for care and protection.
但是因为他们这个害怕，使得他们来跑到我这儿寻求安慰和帮助。
And that's what our fear does with God. We run to Him for protection.
那这就是我们的在害怕里面应该做的。我们要跑回神那里寻求保护。
The key reasons why we would run to God is that word ransom.
那么为什么我们要跑到神那儿呢？因为我们已经得赎。
That word ransom is a loaded term.
这个得赎这个词是非常重要的词。
Because in the Roman Empire, there were estimated 50 million slaves.
在罗马帝国时代有大约五千万个奴隶。
And there were only two ways that a slave could ever be freed.
一个奴隶要想得到自由有两个办法。
One,is they could earn enough money to buy their own freedom.
一个就是他们自己攒够了钱去把自己赎出来。
Very rare.
很少有人能做到。
But the second is that the master could sell that slave to someone else who would set them free.
另外一个办法就是他们的主人可以把他们卖给一个愿意赎他们的人那里，那个人买了他们，再把他们放，就把他们给他们自由。
And that term for that freedom was the ransom was paid.
那个词就是得赎了。
And what this text is telling us is that we were on the slave market of sin, and Jesus Christ came and purchased our freedom.
这个经文就告诉我们，我们是罪的奴仆，主耶稣来赎了我们，让我们得自由。
But he didn't purchase it with silver or gold, he purchased it with his blood.
他来买了我们，他买我们不是用金银，而是用他的宝血。
Jesus died on a cross so that I could be set free from my sin.
主耶稣死在十字架上，为的是我可以能够从这里面能够解脱。
His precious blood was the ransom payment for my soul.
主耶稣基督宝贵的为我流出宝贵的血，就是他为我付上赎罪的代价。
What Peter reminds us in this passage is that we have all disobeyed God.
彼得告诉我们，我们都背逆了神。
This room is filled with people who have raised their hand against God and said, "I will not follow your way."
我们这个屋子里面坐满了这样的罪人，我们都曾经举手跟神说，我不要按照你的方式生活。
And yet Jesus, in his infinite love, says, "Even though you're my enemy,I will die for you and shed my blood so you could be ransomed from sin.
但是主耶稣因着他无尽的爱，虽然我们是他与他为敌，他也愿意为我们死在十字架上，救赎我们。
And because he has done that, we run to him in reverence and fear, and we say, Lord, I'm going to surrender my life to you.
因为主耶稣基督为我们做的，所以出于敬畏，我们就跑到他那里，我们愿意顺服他。
The response to that sacrifice is lifting our hands and saying, I praise you, God, I honor you, God, I worship you, and I surrender my life to you.
来报答主耶稣基督为我们所做的，我们就要举起手来说，主啊，我赞美你，我敬拜你，我跟随你。
See, the goal of the cross is much more than just forgiveness.
主耶稣的十字架不仅仅是来原谅我们的罪。
It's a transformation of our lives.
而是来转变我们的生命。
Here's what it says in Titus chapter 2. Who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
提多书二章说，他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
So every day I get the chance to say to Jesus, Jesus, your blood is so precious, I choose to honor you and revere you.
所以每天我都有一个机会可以跟主耶稣说，主啊，你的宝血是如此的珍贵，所以我选择今天来敬畏你，尊敬你，尊崇你。
I'm eager to do good because he has ransomed me.
我要热心为善，因为主耶稣救赎了我。
So we are a holy people.
所以我们就是圣洁的子民。
We are also a people that reverence and fear God.
我们也是敬畏神的人。
And we are called to a life of love.
并且我们也被呼召过有爱心的生活。
Notice in this third calling how we are called together by holiness, obedience, and love.
你看到在最后这个呼召，我们是要顺从。
Could you read that first verse there?
第一，这句话说，你们既顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Peter calls us to a life of love.
彼得呼召我们过有爱心的生活。
A life of deep, bold, radical love.
让我们过一个非常的能够放开去爱的生活。
It's tough in our world to do this.
在我们处在这样的现今的时代很难。
This is just not tolerance of other people.
这不仅仅是去宽容别人。
This is a unconditional sacrificing love for people who hurt us time and time again.
这是呼召我们去爱那些不断的伤害我们的人，用一个完全无条件的爱去爱这些人，一遍一遍的爱他们。
The bottom line is this: is that you have been chosen to God to love other people.
因为，就是因为神，他我们蒙了重生，就是去爱。
You have been chosen to unconditionally love other people like Christ loved you.
我们被神拣选，让我们像主耶稣基督曾经爱我们那样去爱别人，那种无条件的方式来爱别人。
And Peter knows the power of this love firsthand in his life.
彼得本人就经历了这种爱。
How would Peter know the power of this love?
彼得他怎么知道这种爱是什么样子呢？
Because one cold spring night, he was warming himself by a fire.
因为在一个寒冷的春天的夜晚，他在一个炉边烤火。
And three people came up to him while he was by that fire.
三个人走过来。
They said, "Hey, you're a friend of Jesus."
他们说，哎呀，你是耶稣的朋友吧？
You were with Jesus.
你是跟耶稣一伙的。
And what did Peter do?
那彼得怎么反应的呢？
I don't know the man.
彼得说，我不知道，我不认识他。
He cursed them and said, I don't know the man.
他甚至来说脏话，说我不认识他。
How many times?
他说了多少次呢?
Three times.
三次。
And then it says, the third time, after he just called down curses, Jesus walked by.
然后他刚否认主第三次的时候，主耶稣就过来了。
Now, if there was ever a time to say, this friendship is over, it was at that moment.
如果有人他要这个友谊要坏的时候，那就是那个时候。
You don't treat your friends like that.
因为没有人对朋友是这个样子的。
Who could have blamed Jesus if he said, that's it, Peter, you're gone?
如果耶稣那个时候就跟彼得断交，没有人会责备主耶稣的。
But what did Jesus do?
但是主耶稣做了什么呢？
He went out and he died on a cross for those denials.
主耶稣仍然走了出去，为了这些不认他的人死在十字架上。
He paid the price that Peter should have paid because he loved them so much.
他为了彼得付上了代价，因为他爱他们。
And then, after the resurrection,
并且在主耶稣复活以后，
Three times he reinstates Peter.
他用三次来重建彼得。
He says, Peter, do you love me?
他说彼得你爱我吗?
Feed my sheep.
你来喂养我的小羊。
One love reinstatement for every denial.
每一次彼得对他的不认，主耶稣都又给他重建了。
And now it's 30 years later.
那么三十年后，
And Peter says, love one another earnestly from a pure heart.
彼得可以在这里说出我们要诚心的切实相爱。
Peter knows the power of love.
因为他知道爱的大能。
But how do we get this love inside of us?
但是我们怎么样才能心里有这种爱呢?
And there we see the answer.
我们来看答案。
You can go back.Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding word of God. And you notice down here, the word is the good news that was preached to you.
经文说你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。注意这个字，道。
This is how you get his love in your heart.
这就是他把他的爱放在你心里的办法。
If you can picture your heart as a reservoir,
如果你想象你的心灵是一个水库。
Every day you wake up and you say, Lord, my reservoir is empty.
每天早上你醒来的时候，你说主啊，我这个水库枯干了。
I need help.
我需要帮助。
And you open God's word and you read the love letter from God to you.
然后你打开神的话，你读他给你写的爱的话。
God's love will flow from this word into your heart.
那么神的爱就从他的话里面流到你的心里。
And your reservoir will start to fill up.
你心灵的这个水库就慢慢蓄满了水。
But that's not the goal.
但是那并不是目的。
The goal then is to turn your reservoir into a river.
目的是要把你的这个水库变成一条河流。
And allow all that love that's in your heart to come right out and just hit everybody in front of you.
并且你要让那个水从你里面流出来，流到你身边每一个人身上。
Of course, it should start with your family.
当然要从你的至亲的家庭开始。
Our home should be so filled with love that they shine like beacons in this whole community.
我们每一个人的家都要充满了神的爱，让他们在我们的社区当中做灯塔。
Then it's going to flow in the church, and the church is going to be so filled with people that love each other. The world's going to say, "Tell us the answer."
然后我们的爱又流到我们教会里的弟兄姐妹身上，让世人看到我们的教会是充满爱的地方。
Then it's going to hit our friends, and they're going to say, "Wow, you are such a great lover."
然后我们的爱流到我们的朋友身上，让他们知道，哇，我们真的是充满爱心的人。
Then it's going to hit our enemies, and they're going to just say, "I can't believe that you have done that."
然后你的爱又流到你的仇敌身上，让他们发出惊叹，说：“我无法相信你能做这样的事情。”
Reservoir first.
先是一个水库。
River second.
然后变成河流。
So, we're going to wrap this up with some application today.
所以今天我们有一些应用。
You can go to the next slide. And my first encouragement is, which one of these three do you need to work on this week? Don't take all three.
我第一个问题是，这周你要开始操练哪一个护照？不要三个一起来。
Just take one.
就选一个就好了。
Holiness, reverence, or love?
圣洁、敬畏还是爱心？
Which one do you ask God? Say, Lord, which one do you want me to work on?
问求问神说你需要操练哪一个。
Second of all, I want you to engage the culture around you. And here's a question that you can use as a conversation starter.
第二个呢，你可以对你身边的人提出这样一个问题。
Do you believe that we have a purpose in life, and how can we know what it is?
你是否相信人的生命是有意义的呢？你怎么知道这意义是什么呢？
Listen.
听一听。
Use two ears.
用你的耳朵。
And let them talk and listen.
让他们来讲话，你倾听。
And the third is this.
然后呢？
And you remember I talked to you about leaning in, leaning out?
记不记得我讲过要进去和出来？
Can I share how my faith has given me a sense of identity and purpose? If it's not too personal, that is.
那么你也可以跟他们说，能不能跟你分享一下我的信心是如何让我看到自己的身份和人生目标的呢？
Give them the chance. Okay, not right now. But once you do this, they're going to say, you're not pushing it on me.
所以你要主动的去将就别人。当你主动的时候，人家不太会拒绝。
I could just tell you this, and I don't even know where you are, but most people today have no idea why they're alive.
我可以告诉你们，今天活着的大多数人都不知道为什么活着。
And we have a reason to be alive.
但是我们是有活着的理由的。
For holiness, reverence, and love.
因为我们被呼召过这种圣洁的生活、敬畏的生活和有爱心的生活。
I'm going to close with my man question.
那么我们最后再讲一个事情。
And the man question is this: When was the last time you cried?
那么这个问题就是说，你上一次哭是什么时候呢？
I always say this: A man's tears will reveal what's going on in his heart.
那么一个人的眼泪会反映出他内心到底是怎么样的。
What's a shame is that we live in a culture that tells men you don't cry anymore.
那么，但是我们所处的这个时代呢，让我们知道说，告诉我们说，人不要哭。
But I know men do cry.
但是我知道人是会哭的。
And the last time that I cried was December 22nd, 2019, just a month ago.
我上一次哭是上个月。
I cried at this movie.
我看了这个电影，让给我看哭了。
And I'm not sure if you've seen it, but I highly recommend this movie.
我不知道你们看没看过这个电影。
And the reason that this movie penetrated my heart was because it dealt with a father wound.
这个电影呢，让我很受感动，因为它讲的是一个跟父亲有关的事情。
Something that I've struggled with my entire life, even up to December 22nd.
因为我这一生都在纠结这个问题，一直到上个月。
But I also cried tears of joy because I saw the power of loving words in a harsh world.
但是我还是有喜悦的眼泪，因为我看到在这个冷酷的世界，竟然有这种非常善良的这种话语。
This movie does not hide the fact that Fred Rogers was a man of faith. He read his Bible and he prayed every day.
这个电影他没有惧怕的向世人讲述。罗杰斯先生他是一个有信仰的人，他每天会读圣经，会祷告。
And I saw Hollywood even honor the faith of Fred Rogers.
我看到好莱坞他竟然对罗杰斯先生的信仰是非常敬佩的。
You know, a lot of times our world around us is very dark, and there's a lot of pain and struggle.
因为我们身处的时代是非常黑暗的，有很多的痛苦。
But Fred allowed Jesus Christ to shine through him, even in the midst of that darkness.
但罗杰斯先生让主耶稣的光照到他的黑暗里面。
So I cried when I saw the beauty of Jesus using someone in a powerful way.
我哭是因为我看到主耶稣他可以使用一个破碎的人。
And this is my prayer for you today.
所以这是我今天对你们的祷告。
That as you find your identity in Christ,
如果你在主耶稣基督里找到了自己的身份，
that God would use you in a powerful way, more powerful than you can even imagine.
让神以他的大能来使用你，超出你的所思所想。
And that as he transforms your life,
当他改变你的生命，
and you become more and more like Jesus,
当你变得越来越像主耶稣，
you will have incredible opportunities to shine the light in this dark world.
你会在这个黑暗的世界有发光的机会。
If there was ever a time for we as Christians to allow Jesus to shine through us, it is today.
如果我们作为信主的人生命中有可以让主耶稣的光照进来的时候，那就是今天。
There is no hope in this world.
因为在这世上没有指望。
Without the light of Jesus shining in us.
如果没有主耶稣的光照在我们的心中。
Lord, I pray for this congregation.
主啊，我为会众献上祷告。
I would ask, Lord, that they would realize the calling that you have placed on their life.
主啊，求你带领他们明白你的呼召。
That you want them to be holy.And reverent and loving.
因为你想让他们过圣洁的生活，存敬畏的心，有爱心。
Lord, we stand with great amazement at the ransom that was paid so that we could be free.
主啊，我们看到你为我们献上这宝贵的、巨大的代价。
Lord, thank you for your precious blood that paid the price.
感谢你宝贵的血为我们而流。
Now we pray for your Holy Spirit to come into our lives.
主啊，求你的圣灵来到我们的生活当中。
That as we go into this world, that we would become more and more like Jesus.
当我们活在这世上，让我们变得越来越像主耶稣。
That our identity would be so much like Jesus that the world would stop and pause.
让我们的身份是如此的清晰，我们是主耶稣的门徒，让这世界为之惊讶。
And we would have the opportunity to share that gospel message with them.
让我们能有机会与他们分享你的福音。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.